Blog Talk Radio.
I worship.
I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. February the 17th, 2024, and this is Amazing Grace Ministries, and we are destroying the yokes of bondage. You have now entered into the Blog Talk Radio zone. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, and this is the second month of the new year, February 2024. It's also Black History Month, and we're looking for a great move of God in 2024. I am your co-host, Evangelist Terry Rogers, and we honor the host on this morning, Dr. Maria Carey, who is the president and CEO of the Amazing Grace Ministries. And it's all about our worship today, so let's get right to it. Announcements, please also consider donating to Amazing Grace Ministries, Inc. You can send that donation to P.O. Box 438411, Chicago, Illinois 60643. And if you are blessed by this talk show, I need you to express it via text, email, or comment on our lesson page. Text 309-750-7584 or email amazinggraceministries@gmail.com. That's capital A, amazinggraceministries@gmail.com. To everyone listening to Radio Land, I decree blessings unto you for the continuing month of 2020. And we are on the air at 9 a.m. every Saturday morning, and we have exciting lessons. So please tune in. And to connect to this lesson live, the link is http://tobtara.com/s/ 1-2-3-1-4-8-9-6. Let's get into the introduction of our lesson. We have a word on today to captivate your mind, to illuminate your heart, and to lift you to a greater level in the Lord Jesus Christ. We will take you on a journey to great peace, to the greater hope, and closer to Jesus. What do you do when you are faced with danger, as Daniel was faced with in chapter 6? When you have worshiped and praised God for the majority of your life, and yet you still find yourself in a lion's den, well, even then, we are looking for God to perform signs, wonders, and miracles. The theme for the month of February 24 is praising God for the miraculous. The lesson for this third Saturday in February is facing danger with prayer and worship. Scripture is coming from our scripture text, Daniel, the 6th chapter, the 10th and 11th verses. I'm going to be reading from the King James Version, and it says, "Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber towards Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as he did aforetime." 11. "Then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplications before his God." Daniel 6 and 14. "Then the king, when he heard these words, was so displeased with himself and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. And he labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him." Daniel 6 and 16. "Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, thy God whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee." Daniel 6, 19 through 23, and reads, "Then the king rose very early in the morning and went in haste unto the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried with lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God whom thou servest continually able to deliver thee from the lion? Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. My God has sent his angel and have shut the lion's mouth, that they have not hurt me, for as much as before him innocently was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. Then was the king exceedingly glad for him and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him because he believed in his God." Let me give you some history on the 6th chapter of Daniel. Daniel, the 6th chapter, recounts a captivating story of political intrigue, unwavering faith, divine intervention, and ultimate justice. We can identify with it. The politics and injustice that was going on in today's time. We see the shootings that just occurred with the Kansas City Chiefs as they were celebrating their championship win. Now, the Bible tells us that there's nothing new under the sun. History repeats itself as we see in the book of Daniel, the 6th chapter. Let's go into the details. First of all, setting the scene. King Darius, ruler of the Medo-Persian Empire, appoints 120 princes to govern the kingdom. Among these, Daniel stands out as a man of exceptional integrity and wisdom. Daniel's excellent spirit earns him a prominent position, and Darius considers placing him over the entire realm. Then the plot unfolds. Jealous of Daniel's favor, the other leaders conspire against him. However, they find no fault in his character or conduct. You wonder why people dislike you? You think it's the way that you look or the clothes that you're wearing? But that's not the case. It's the God in you. It's the sacrifice of praise that you make. Therefore, because you make a sacrifice to give God the glory and the praise, as a result, his glory shows up in your life, and now you have haters. 1 Peter 1, 6 through 8, I'm reading from the King James Version. It says, "Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trials of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, ye love, in whom though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. These scheming officials hatched a plan. They proposed a royal decree that for 30 days no one shall petition any god or man except King Darius. Violators will face punishment by being thrown into a den of lions. Think it not strange when people stab you in your back, when people can't find any fault with you. But with your relationship with God, in Matthew's 5th chapter, it talks about the Beatitudes. Matthew 5, 11, and 12, it says, blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manners of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Now Daniel's unyielding faith, now despite the degree, Daniel continues to pray openly to his God, defying orders. The Bible tells us that we are to pray without ceasing. We are to call on the name of the Lord with every breath, with every move we make. When we call on him, it's not like we have to have a long-drawn prayer. No, not at all. It's just as simple as saying, help me, Lord. Deliver Jesus. Fix it, Jesus. You feel in some quick prayers that you have made. His unwavering faith led to his arrest and condemnation to the lion's den. Now, when our faith is put on trial, when our faith faces a trial, it's like being summoned to the courtroom of life. God, the ultimate judge, allows these trials not with the expectations that we will fail, but rather to deepen our dependence on him. Unproven, untested faith cannot grow without challenging. Just as gold is refined in the fire, our faith is tested and purified through trials. In these moments, God seeks to increase our trust in him, proving that he remains faithful to fulfill his promises. Although the testing may be painful, the Lord wraps us in his love and carries us to victory. When your faith remains strong through many trials, it brings praise, glory, and honor on the day when Jesus Christ is revealed to the whole world. So even in the midst of trial, hold fast to your faith. Now the miraculous deliverance. The king, distressed by Daniel's faith, spends a sleepless night. At dawn, he hurries to the den and calls out to Daniel. Miraculously, Daniel is unharmed. The lion's mouth are shut by God's intervention. Darius rejoices, recognizing the power of Daniel's God. The judge is faithful, and the verdict is victory. Now, life applications to a lesson from Daniel 6, integrity. Daniel's unwavering commitment to his faith and principles inspires us to stand firm even in adversities. Proverbs 20 and 7 says, the just man walketh in his integrity. His children are blessed after him. Then there's divine protection. God's intervention demonstrates that he watches over his faithful servants. Psalms 91, 1 through 3, and it says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Justice prevails. The wicked are ultimately exposed and righteousness prevails. Psalms 119:90-96, and I'm going to be reading from the New Living Translation. It says, I am yours, rescue me, for I have worked hard at obeying your commandments. Though the wicked hide along the way to kill me, I will quietly keep my mind on your laws. Even perfection has its limits, but your commands have no limits. This chapter serves as a powerful reminder that faithfulness to God can lead to miraculous outcomes, even in the face of danger. We will have the miraculous in this year, 2024. We're going to talk about worship in danger. Now, the sixth chapter of Daniel gives a powerful display of worship and praise to God through the unwavering faith and actions of Daniel. Here are some key points that highlight his worship. One, consistent prayer and praise. Daniel always prayed to God three times every day, despite the new law prohibiting prayer to any god or man except King Darius. Daniel remained steadfast in his devotion. His application. Daniel's consistent prayer and praise demonstrated his unwavering commitment to God. Even in the face of danger, he prioritized communion with the Almighty. Two, facing persecution with boldness. When Daniel's enemies plotted against him, they found him praying and asking God for help. His application, Daniel's courage in continuing prayer openly, despite the threat of being thrown into the lion's den, teaches us to boldly worship God, even when it's unpopular or dangerous. Three, trusting God's deliverance. Daniel's faith led him to trust in God's protection. He believed that God would save him from the lion. His application, all worship involves trusting God's sovereignty and deliverance. Like Daniel, we can rely on God's faithfulness even in dire circumstances. Four, acknowledging God's intervention. After spending the night in the lion's den, Daniel emerged unharmed. He attributed this miraculous perseverance to God's intervention. Application, our worship should include acknowledging God's hand in our lives. When we experience his protection or deliverance, we give him the glory. We give him the honor and we give him the praise. Five, testimony of God's faithfulness. When King Darius anxiously asked if Daniel's God had saved him, Daniel responded confidently, "My God sent his angel to save me because my God knew I am innocent." Now, our worship becomes a testimony to God's faithfulness. Observe our unwavering trust, and it can impact their faith as well. Number six, undivided heart and devotion. Amid adversities, Daniel's devotion to God did not waver. His steadfast faith led to divine intervention and justice. Now, worship involves an undivided heart, wholeheartedly seeking God, regardless of external pressure or threats. In summary, Daniel's life exemplifies worship through constant prayer, boldness, trust, acknowledgement, testimony, and undivided devotion. May we learn from his example and offer our own worship and praise to God, who delivers and protects. Now, let me give you some history of the Black church. Because this is February, we want to give a little Black history. So we thought it would be appropriate to talk about the Black church. The Black church has been a pillar in the African-American community. The Black church stands as a testament to resilience, faith, and cultural empowerment. Its history is woven into the fabric of Black America, shaped by struggle, survival, and the indomitable spirit of its congregants. Here are some key points. The origin and purpose. Now, the Black church emerged during slavery, a response to the oppression system that sought to crush the spirits of enslaved Africans. It became a sanctuary where they could find solace, hope, and community. Missionaries from white Baptist and Methodist denominations played a role in converting enslaved Africans, but soon independent Black denominations emerged, fostering a unique religious identity. Despite constant racism and oppression, the Black church stood as a beacon of resistance, providing spiritual nourishment and a sense of purpose. Two, revolutionary potential. The Black church was not merely a place of worship. It was a catalyst for change. It fueled social transformation through various means. Preaching. W.E.B. Du Bois described the preacher's eloquence as a force that stirred hearts and minds. Then there was music. Gospel music, born in the Black church, carried messages of hope, liberation, and resilience. Frenzy. The fervor of worship gatherings inspired collective action. Then building. Even the physical church building became a symbol of defiance against enslavement. Number three, Nat Turner's Rebellion. The black church played a pivotal role in motivating Nat Turner's Rebellion, the largest slave uprising in U.S. history. Turner, a preacher, drew inspiration from the King James Bible to justify the violent overthrow of the slave regiment. The text of the Bible became a weapon against oppression, demonstrating the revolution potential of black Christianity. Four, complexity and interpretation. Karl Marx's famous critique of religion as the opium of the people does not fully capture the black, acknowledged that religion simultaneously expressed suffering and protested against it. James Weldon Johnson's poem, O Black and Unknown Bards, questioned how the oppressed could find hope and sing songs of faith despite their darkness. Number five, sublime culture and subversion. The culture created within the black church was sublime, majestic, and subversive. It defied the large culture of enslavement, nurturing resilience and resilience. For people brutalized by slavery and Jim Crow racism, the church provided refuge and a place of racial affirmation. In conclusion, the black church transcended mere religious practice. It became a force of liberation, resilience, and cultural expression. Its legacy continued to shape the African-American experience, reminding us of the power of faith and community in the face of adversity. The black church has given us an understanding of who God is and has built strong relationship with the everlasting God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Mahalia Jackson's Song of Song that talked about how we have gotten over. The African-American communities have gotten over because of the strength and power of God in the black church. Let us pray. Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord God, we come humbly before your throne of grace, God. Lord God, we come to give you glory. We come to give you honor, and we come to give you praise because you are God and God alone. And for that, God, we come to say thank you on this morning. Lord God, we thank you for who you are. And then, Lord God, before we start asking you for anything, God, allow us to just thank you. Thank you for who you are. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are the everlasting Father. You are the Prince of Peace. And we come to say thank you on this morning. Lord God, we thank you because you woke us up this morning, God. You didn't have to, God. You could have passed right over, but you touched us. Hallelujah. Oh, God, and we just thank you for allowing us to open our eyes on today, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God, and we just ask you to just help us, Lord God, to learn how to face danger with prayer and worship, God. Lord God, we thank you because you have kept us from danger seen and unseen because you are an amazing and mighty God. Lord God, we just thank you on today. Lord God, we ask you just to be with us on today, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you to look on Dr. Carey today, Lord God, for the strength that she needs, Lord God, in her future endeavors, God. And then, Lord God, look on my leaders, the administrative assistant superintendent, Dr. Byron L. Gibbs and Lady Gibbs, God. Look on my assistant pastor, the elder Reginald Johnson and Evangelist Johnson, Lord God. Look on all the listeners one by one, name by name, Lord God. Look on Mother Norman today, Lord God. Look on Mother Maxine, God. Look on Mother Garnett, Mother Luckett, God. Look on Mother Moore, Deacon, and Mother Carpenter, Lord God. Look on Dad Carey today, God, and Mom Carey, Lord God. Look on Dad Ellis today, God. Look on Sister Crump, God. Dean Boyd this morning, God. Look on Roosevelt. Look on Mahalia in West Point, Lord God. Look on Cassie and Charles today, God. Look on Sister Pat over in Indiana, God. Look on Sister Christine and Pastor and Lady Martin in Texas, God. Look on Tanelle, Kenny, and David, God. Look on Dr. Bradley this morning, Lord God. You know what she needs, God. Hallelujah. Meet her where she's at, God. Hallelujah. Meet her needs, God. Lord God, look on Clarine and Devin over in Iowa, God. Look on the bereaved family today, God, the Pew family, God. Hallelujah. Look on to Lovius, Raymond, God, Sandy. Look on Pastor and Lady Shelton today, God. Look on Elder and Lady Stevens today, God. Look on Elder and Lady Belochi today, God. All those that said, pray for me, God. Hallelujah. Look on Pastor and Lady Williams today, God. And then, Lord God, we ask you to just look on all those whose names that I didn't call. You know who they are, God. Hallelujah. Then, Lord God, we ask you just to be with them, Lord God. Look on Mother Gibbs today, Lord God. Touch her body, God, and Mother McCall, God. You know what they need, God. Do it for them, God, in Jesus' name. And we just ask you, Lord God, to do all these things in your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio. Today is February the 17th, 2024, and we want you all just to go out and enjoy your day on today. It's cold out there, so make sure you put on your hat. You're going to need some gloves on today. And then we ask you just to tune in next Saturday, same time. Dr. Carrie is going to be returning, and I just ask you all just to have a blessed day on purpose.